Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on January 25th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a really beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Now, Jackie's not with us today, and we're going to miss her. She's in New York, and I hope she's finding that the weather in New York is, I guess it's very rainy and dreary. They're having quite a storm on the East Coast as well. And our thoughts are with her. She's there taking care of her mom. Not everyone knows that her mom, Sissy, is just amazing woman. I got to meet her once, and she's just an amazing person, and has been very strong and resilient throughout her 90 plus years. But now they're going to have some kind of housing assistance for her, and Jackie's back there with her sisters working that out. But we wish her well, and we wish Sissy well, her mom, and we hope that she returns soon. I think she will be back perhaps for tomorrow's show, but certainly for Friday's show. So we look forward to seeing that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're going to talk sport fishing and whale watching. Our guests this morning are Jake Mark, Office Manager for Redondo Sport Fishing, and Andy Bednarek, Captain of the whale watching boats Voyager and now Indian. Indian is a 65-foot, 42-passenger excursion vessel offering whale watching tours. Guests will experience the spectacular adventure of gray whale watching off the Palos Verdes Peninsula and the channel Catalina Channel, just minutes from the harbor entrance. I'm sorry?
Not just the gray whale, lots of different whales, many species.
Okay, we're going to talk about that, where gray whales and lots of other whales are migrating through our local waters from Alaska to Baja, Mexico, and back. Welcome to the show, guys. Was that you, Captain?
That's Captain Andy speaking here, yep.
Captain Andy, when you say lots of other whales, what kinds of whales are you talking about?
Well, there's about six different species of whales that we are able to see. The gray whale, the Pacific gray whale, as you talked about, migrating down the coast currently through till about
right.
April or May. That's when it takes its turn back north. We have summer whales. We like to see, we call them summer whales, the blue whales, the largest mammal of all, living mammal of all time, as well as the fin whale, which is out there pretty much year-round. We have orcas, the killer whales, minke whales,
mm-hmm.
humpback whales. So there's a few other species besides just the gray. The Pacific gray is migrating right now past, so they're fairly common, and we see quite a number of them, but it's not uncommon that we don't see a lot of other species, too. So,
right,
and that's
right,
just
right.
the whales.
Fantastic.
We have about six different species of dolphin as well. So we're really, really in a great
right.
location here with the Redondo Canyon for seeing a lot of this great stuff. So,
yeah, now I've heard about that from people that are into scuba diving, that we have a unique bottom feature here that's just just a few hundred yards right off the coast. Can you
talk
a little bit about the Redondo Canyon?
The Redondo Canyon is made up by what we call the Redondo fault line that runs right from the harbor mouth straight out about 12 miles. It creates a canyon. If you were to take away the water, it would resemble maybe a mini Grand Canyon, very steep cliffs and very deep.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of different species that are able to survive in those different depths of water. And with this swell that normally pushes up towards the east, it pushes those nutrient-rich, deeper waters up and creates a really unique situation for a lot of the larger predators to get, a little bite to eat. So it's right here, right in front of Redondo, and it's a really great thing to have. You know, it really provides a whole lot of habitat for a lot of this marine wildlife that we try to see. So.
Right, right. Almost ideal for a company that might want to, establish a sport fishing or whale watching business, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Very unique location for Redondo. Redondo's really very lucky to have it, But it's funny because you can't see it,
Yeah. Which one of you, Jake or Andy, which one of you are the historian? Because I want to ask some historical questions about whale watching in Redondo.
That
well, you
probably
be answer both those questions. Both of us
okay.
would probably be able
okay.
to answer those as much as possible. So.
Well, Jake, I'm going to throw the question to you. And if you need help, just bring in Captain Andy. when we think about whale watching, most people, obviously – I think you would agree, most people have not taken advantage of the proximity to the ocean that we have. Most people have not utilized, either stand-up paddleboarding, SUP, or scuba diving, or own a boat, or have a friend that owns a boat. Most people just look at the ocean and say, wow, that's pretty. But whale watching must be have a great long history here in Redondo in the South Bay because it's so easy to do. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of whale watching here?
Yeah, so I mean, whale watching it is one of the first steps I would say in getting to the ocean. Like you're saying, a lot of people get to the ocean and they stop there. It is the nature of the beast. It's a scary thing to venture into. But being with whale watching, kind of going to bring up SeaWorld, a lot of people have kind of moved away from seeing these animals in captive activity, and they want to see them in their natural habitat. So whale watching has been a great source for that. The Voyager, our old whale watching boat in Redondo, have been out here for over 50 years. So Redondo is it's always had a whale watching boat, and we were very excited to get a whale watching boat back out here again, just due to our proximity and location of being so close to all the whales.
Now, are you saying there's been some time when whale watching, you didn't have a whale watching boat?
Yeah, unfortunately for about the last 6 months, our old whale watching boat was down for maintenance and we had to bring in a new whale watching boat. So the last 6 months, we unfortunately did not have anything available.
Okay. Well, now we're back in business. great. It's great to have you guys on. Tell me, what's the, we know about the season, but what are some of the highlights for people during the season? Is there a specific time, or what would we look for? Should we come out during specific weather? Tell us about that, Captain Andy.
You know what? People ask me that question a lot. When's the best time to go whale watching? What time of the year?
Yeah.
You know, early in the morning, late in the day? And my answer is pretty much standard. We live in such a special place that it's always a good time to go whale watching. In right now we're in the migratory season for the Pacific gray whale. But it doesn't mean that in the summer we don't have the summer whales, you know, the blue whales. You know, today is a beautiful, sunny, nice day. It's a great day for whale watching. Really, my recommendation is take a look out the window. You know, do you want to be on a boat today? That's the day to go. So we're real lucky here in Redondo that we are somewhat protected. You know, we're in the South Bay. We're protected from a lot of the larger ocean swells. And, you know, I take that into account a lot of times, you know. So we're fairly protected here, and honestly, we have a very unique weather pattern system here. Some days, you know, it's raining in Malibu and, you know, down in Los Angeles, but it's, you know, a beautiful sunny day here. So you just really never quite know, but it's a very – so every day is a good day for whale watching. Every day.
I'm having flashbacks right now, I have to tell you. My dad – who's no longer with us. My dad was in the Navy during World War II, and he used to tell me stories about deep ocean swells, 40, 50, 60, 70 feet. It's just unimaginable. It's crazy. And
a lot of times what people don't understand is that it's not necessarily the height of the swell, it's the period between the swells. If we have a long period swell, you don't even really notice, you know, a larger wave. It's when they're short and steep and close is when you do notice. So.
Right. And out there, let's just call it out there, there's no bottom. It's miles to the bottom. Well, I'm excited. When I heard about this show, I thought, okay, so what kind of stories are we going to tell? People want stories. They always love to be entertained. Give me a good story, Captain Andy.
Oh, lots of stories. You know, we're making stories every day. Every day is unique and beautiful out there. You know, I just have 100 stories, beautiful whale stories, whales coming to the boat and, you know, breaching very closely to the boat and, you know, many stories. Yeah. You know, I had a story of a killer whale pod that came through that we went out and researched and got on, and they were bringing up white sea bass from 500 feet of water and bringing them up. And they were bringing them up to the surface, and then they were putting them near the boat, far from the boat, but they'd put them by the boat, and then they'd leave them, and they'd swim around, and they'd look at us as they're swimming around looking at us. And then they'd go grab the fish, and they'd eat it. And I kept on commenting. Yeah. I said, wow, that's really strange. It seems like they're bringing us the fish. It really seems like they're bringing us the fish. Or it almost seems like sometimes when you have like a golden retriever that pushes you a tennis ball and says, here, please throw this for me. Kind of that look in their eye, like, here, this is for you. So we researched and researched and researched, and finally I went home that night and researched this particular, there's quite a bit of information about these whales online and whatnot, and we researched it. And it turns out that this particular pod of killer whales has been known to share their food with sea lions, with other species of whales, and on occasion they've been known to share their food with fishermen. And at that point I realized, I said, you know what, those whales were bringing us a gift. That's what those whales were doing. They were sharing their food with us. So it was a really unique, interesting experience that we all got to enjoy on the boat. So
Right.
It was really cool.
Right.
You know, there's, like I say, there's experiences all every day. Today there'll be another one. I promise you there'll be another one. They're endless, and that's one of the reasons I love doing what I do, is just having
that's,
people see those experiences, and they say, wow. They
right.
get off the boat, and they're changed people. You know what I mean? They get on the boat with the stress of city life, and they get off the boat, and they're rejuvenated. They're renewed people.
Right.
It's very interesting. It's really wonderful to watch.
I you know, you, that story reminds me of, you know, the many controversies surrounding orcas in captivity, the quote unquote
right.
killer whales. The reason that orcas in captivity is such a sore point with environmentalists and other people that are really concerned about it is because of their large brains. These animals are very curious, and it's impossible to keep them busy, constantly wanting to play, to you know, figure puzzles out. They're constantly wanting to do and see and they can't do that in a box. And
they're highly evolved,
so,
very intelligent mammals for sure. You know what I mean? And
right. Right.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those. You just have to say, you know, we love seeing them in the wild. In the wild, you have these magical experiences like what you're describing that, are incredible. So, Jake, I want to ask you something about the business of sport fishing and whale watching. As the office manager, you must have some numbers for me, not necessarily for your business alone, but just give me an idea, if you can, how many sport vessels there are in the Redondo Beach Harbor that are taking people out on excursions. Give me a sense of the industry here in our local community.
In our local community, we do have a few boats here. We have the Indian and the Redondo Special are local public boats that are currently operating. Redondo Special is a half-day fishing boat, and the Indian is our new whale-watching vessel. We are looking to acquire a couple longer, like full-day fishing vessels coming into the spring and summer. And then there are numerous smaller private boats, too. We, out of our landing, operate two 10-person fishing boats for private trips. But within King Harbor and Portofino and stuff, there are multiple smaller boats, you know, that do fishing trips. But as far as publicly,
right.
like public, where you can just come and get on a boat, there's basically the Redondo Special half-day fishing boat, Indian whale watching, and then there is also the glass bottom boat that does tours within the harbor.
Right. I mean, when you think about, you know, we often talk, since this show is sponsored by the Redondo Beach Chamber, we often talk with business owners of various kinds, you know, that work in offices, that do various kinds of professional services. But working on the water, I just made a transition from being a software engineer, a guy that works in an office, to someone that's I'm an urban farmer, and it's an exciting transition. I'm not quite sure I'm going to make enough money to do everything I want to do, but we're working on that. But the key is, what an exciting thing to think about. Hey, I'm quitting my job in an office, and I'm going to run a boat and take people out fishing, and what a life. Just talk about that a little bit, the idea that you're a small business, but your business is being on the water.
Yeah, no, I definitely know where you're coming from the office environment to a different environment. I was I previously was Jake from State Farm, believe it or not. So I definitely lived the office life for quite a while. Going into this fishing industry and whale watching and just like the water industry is, you know, I did grow up in the South Bay, so I have been around the water most of my life. My in-laws actually own this, so they kind of brought me into this to help them run and manage the shop. But, I mean, my office is on a pier. It's over the water. I have the best view of any better than any CEO I know, you know. So that's just a really great experience. But it is different, you know. It does have its challenges. Redondo, even though we are so primarily, I mean, we're the prime location for fishing and whale watching, being by this Redondo Canyon, as anyone in the South Bay knows, it's not the easiest area to get to, you know, by car. So it's just, it's funny. The boats from Marina Del Rey and Long Beach, both the boats come towards Redondo for whale watching and sport fishing. So it's just, it's funny to see that happening because people drive to those places because those are both at the end of a freeway. And then they sit on a boat for 2 hours of their trip to get to where we are, you know? So they spend, instead of spending that time driving to get to us, they spend the time driving on a boat to get to us. So it's really kind of, it makes me laugh, and I wish more people knew that, because if they actually just spent the time driving here, they'd actually have more time being in the spot where everyone else wants to be, you know? So it gives you more time on the water to actually see the whales, and then it gives you more time when you're fishing as well to be in the prime fishing spot. The point of Palos Verdes right here on the north end is just a great fishing area and the kelp, and then with whale watching, especially these migrating whales, they use the Point Vicente as a migratory waypoint. So it's all the whales go right to it, you know, and the naturalists with the ACS and stuff, they're all on Point Vicente doing census counts. And we partner with them, so they let us know what whales they see, and vice versa. Before the whales come around the point, we let them know, hey, they're coming your way. So we have a really great relationship with them. And again, the location is it's really amazing where we are. So I'm really excited for the future, you know, to get the word out of what we do have to offer here.
Right. I love that. That's a great summation of what I was looking for, Jake. Is the unique position that we're in, the potential for growth of the industry. And speaking of that, do you see that as being a huge growth opportunity? I mean, if people are now going to Marina Del Rey and Long Beach, maybe finding themselves in Santa Monica and asking, you know, where can we go out and watch whales? I don't know where people will be sending them. Is that a growth opportunity? Do you see the industry here in Redondo growing 2, 3, 4, 5 times its size now? Is that possible?
It's definitely possible. You know, it's with the new waterfront that potentially may go through. You know, we are looking at potentially a new future, you know, for the marina. They do expect more people to come down, and if that is the case, you know, we will get those people. But again, you know, a lot of people are just so, when it comes to driving in LA, you know, a lot of people just want the shortest, quickest place to get to. So it's really just trying to teach people, like, hey, even though, you know, I'd rather drive a little farther in a car than drive a little farther in a boat, you know. So it's really just trying to get the word out that where our location is where the boats want to be, you know, from other landings. So it's really just you get more bang for your buck here, you know, because you actually have more time in the fishing grounds or in the whale watching grounds, seeing what we want to see.
Captain Andy Bednarek, when you think of the kinds of vessels that you're running and the kinds of features that your vessels have, are there, do you have like wishes? I mean, the Indian is a 65 footer. Do you want a bigger boat? Do you want a different boat? Give us some of the possibilities that you'd be looking for in the future if you could just blank check.
You know what, the beautiful thing about the Indian is that it's kind of a boutique boat, you know what I mean? It's not a huge, you know, cattle boat, you know, grandstands and, you know, packed in, sitting on fiberglass. This is, you know, this is a very comfortable boat, you know what I mean, where it provides a really unique, you know, platform for whale watching. It's high up off the water, so you're able to see further. You know, it's very comfortable. We have a nice warm galley, so you can get out of the elements. If you want to get out of the wind and have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, it's available. You know, there's comfortable benches on the inside where you can look through the windows and see out. the Voyager was a wonderful boat, don't get me wrong, but it was a different platform for whale watching. You know what I mean? It was bench seating. It was everybody was out in the elements. You know what I mean? Both are unique, and both were, you know, great ways. I'm kind of one of those people that, you know, like to introduce people to the whales. You know what I mean? And so for me, it's you know, that's what my goal is to, you know, to bring people and show them the whales and make sure that they're comfortable and safe, you know? So, and this, the Indian really accomplishes that very well. So a lot of people ask me, they say, what's your favorite boat? And I usually say, you know, the boat that I'm riding on, the boat that I'm driving, that's my favorite boat. You know, tomorrow it might be a different boat, but today it's, you know, it's the Indian, it's the boat that I'm on. So, you know, it is a very unique boat in that aspect that it's very comfortable. It's a very comfortable boat. It's not, you know, you're not on the boat with, you know, 200 people. You're on the boat with, you know, 40, you know, and you're able to walk around and, you know, look out and get warm and, you know, this is, you know, nice galley, a nice head, and, you know, very comfortable. So
when you said, you know, you want to introduce people to whales, the image that popped into my head was the famous comedy bit by on the Jackie Gleason show, where Jackie is trying to teach Ed Norton, he's trying to teach him how to play golf. And he says, the first thing you have to do is address the ball. And Norton says, hello, ball.
Hello, ball.
So
yeah, that's a good.
So hello,
good one.
Whale.
Hello, whale. I'll use that one today. How about that? I'll use that. I'll use that this morning on my whale trip. I'll address the whale. That's a good one. I like that. Yeah. You know, it really is. You know, can be very comic in that sense, for sure. So,
absolutely.
I'm a waterman through and through, so I like to see people accessing the water in whatever fashion they can. You know, whether it's like you said earlier, whether it's stand up paddle boards or kayaks or fishing boats or whale watching, and you know, I like to see people really accessing the water. And you know, here in Redondo, we really have that unique opportunity to access the water. You know, everybody does. You know, all ages, everybody does. You know?
Now, I've got a question for you guys. My partner, Jackie Balester, and I have been thinking about doing live events as a big part of our business as we do these online podcasts. Can you guys get access to the internet where you are out there?
Yes.
I mean, do you have
we can.
Do you have access to cell phones?
Yes. Yeah. Our range is pretty much all within cell service. I never really use cell service. So absolutely, there's lots of options. Sometimes we do the live Facebooking, or whatever that's called on the boat. You know, I mean, it's really a great way for people at home or wherever else to see what's going on out there. You know, really. So, there's still access.
Every day you guys go out and do some whale watching, you should take about, you know, a billion of your friends on Facebook with you.
We try very hard to do that, to tell you the truth. In fact, my deckhands are very good, very accomplished at you know, taking pictures and video and whatnot. I try, but, you know, quite honestly, my hands are full at the moment. You know what I mean? And I love those ideas. And you know, that's, you know, we do as much of that social media as we possibly can. But, and again, you know, I tell my passengers, you know, come and like us on our Facebook page and keep up to date with what we're seeing out here, because every day is unique and every day is beautiful. So if you can't make it tomorrow, you know, by all means, you know, go online, see what you saw, post those pictures. Yes, in this day and age, social media is very important.
Absolutely.
I do have to chime in on that one. With as great as pictures are, it's like taking a picture of a full moon. It looks so amazing in person, but when you take a picture of the moon, it never lives up to what you're actually seeing in the person. You know.
Right.
So while the pictures are great, seeing it in real life is just amazing. I had an awesome experience a couple weeks ago when I went out, where we just right now is the gray whales. The moms are having their babies, so the calves are being born, And to see that up close in person and actually see the coloration of the whales, and the gray whales are covered in barnacles, so the newborns haven't grown the barnacles yet onto them. So just to see everything and the difference, you know, in person, it's everything's hard to capture in that camera, you know. Unfortunately, the whales don't sit at the surface, you know. They're there for 4 or 5 seconds at a time, so, you know, it's it is great to, you know, to be able to see them in person is quite amazing, and just like the moon, you know, the pictures don't always do it justice.
Right. Oh, I have to say, I'm an ideas guy, so I'll just throw some ideas out for you guys, and you'll take them or you won't. But how about a underwater camera that you can control left, right, up, down, and then a big screen monitor, so you can just sort of look to the left, or I'm sorry, look to the port, or look to the starboard, wherever the action is, and people can see under the water. How about that?
It's that is a very interesting idea. You know, it's very we do have a TV on board, so it'd definitely be cool. You know, water clarity definitely plays a factor. You know, but that is a very very awesome idea.
I have experienced.
I got ideas.
I have experimented with what they call a hydrophone. You know, so you can actually listen to the whales. You know what I mean? And I put that through the speakers.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, that's another good one. There's lots of ways to experience, you know, these whales, for sure.
Right. No, that would be, you know, there's a whole industry. I want to say audio industry, or it's not exactly music, but whale song. I think there's an album called Whale Song. And,
oh, there is.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Well,
yeah.
We're hopefully going to be joined by Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what's coming up with the chamber and all the other happenings. But are there any special events, Jake, that you'd like to highlight? For instance, are you guys having a special event for Valentine's Day or anything like that?
Currently, we do not have anything planned, although the Redondo Beach does have their big Super Bowl 10K run coming up this weekend, or the next 2 weeks ends here. And I know we have put out some coupons with the Redondo Chamber there, so there will be coupons available for our trips those weekends. Do you have
anything
coming up, Andy, here for us?
No, that's what I'm thinking. I think we do have a run on Valentine's Day, so it's definitely a special run. We're doing 10 a.m. 7 days a week, you know, 1:30 on weekends as well. So there's lots of opportunity, you know, to make a special trip.
So Captain Andy, let's talk about that. It's 10 a.m. 7 days a week, weather permitting.
Yep.
And then what was the other time on
weekends? 1:30 on weekends. 1:30 on Saturdays and Sundays. That's right.
Okay.
What we recommend, reservations are recommended but not necessary, but it will hold your place on the boat if we do sell out. So a lot of times we do say, you know, recommend, you know, if you know you're coming down, go online and make a reservation.
Okay.
And
assure
your seat on the boat, I guess. I hate
typically on holidays we do offer a 1:30 trip as well.
Reservations.
Reservations.
Is that right?
Not required, but recommended. Correct.
Right. But I mean, typically on holidays when it's really busy, recommendations are pretty much necessary.
Important.
Because lots of people are going to be down there. Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely. You know, you can take your chances and come down and get on the boat and. Maybe there'll be a spot on, you know.
Yeah, we did sell out on our last Monday holiday here, so I definitely recommend it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And I assume there's only one phone number, right? That's the 310-372-2111, right?
That's the one.
All right. That's, again, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who would like to make reservations, either for sport fishing or for whale watching, just call 310-372-2111, 2111. Well, this has been great, guys. Is there anything, Captain Andy, that I've missed? What is something you've been dying to tell people about whale watching that they just don't get?
You know what? It's a beautiful experience, and I just love showing people the whales that are out there. You know, how many millions of people are right here in South Bay alone that don't get the opportunity or don't think about going out and seeing what incredible, you know, species that we have right here, right outside our doorstep. And again, it's very unique to Redondo, you know what I mean? Not all of LA has it. We are very lucky to have what we have here. And, you know, my goal is just to show people that what we do really have, and they go home as a completely changed person. And it's just, you know, that's really what I like doing, and you know, so it's a really unique experience that we are able to offer here.
I hope you guys, Jake and Andy, are a little bit more friendly to the dishonest media, and maybe you would invite, you know, a radio host like myself or Jackie to come out and on a whale watching trip. What do you think?
Absolutely. Bring your podcast stuff with you, and we'll do a live podcast right from the boat. Absolutely, you know, we're always again. You know, you're a great way to convey the message that we're trying to send here, you know, out of the Whale Watch program. So, you're the
messenger. I
want to
do a podcast. Can I do a podcast every day from the boat?
Yeah,
I like where your head's at.
You'd have to ask Jake about that one, you know. But yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'll talk to the guy in the office over the water.
Yeah, that's cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, definitely. You know, we definitely love to have you guys out on the boat whenever you guys are around. We'd love to have you guys come out with us.
All right.
And then just to let everyone know, we do offer discounts for senior citizens and all active and retired military. You know, as a thank you for your guys' service.
Oh, that's excellent. What's the discount for retired and active military?
It's $5 off both whale watch and sport fishing.
Well, that's fantastic of you guys to do that. I think all small businesses should really consider an active discount for active and retired military. That's fantastic. And
yeah.
Of course,
we do have a lot of servicemen here, you know, with the Air Force in El Segundo, and when we got down in San Pedro, you know, there is a lot of people and local, and then retirees as well.
Right. And I haven't gotten a ping from Bobby Christian. I'm actually going to give him a call live, and who knows, he might be taking care of his daughter, or who knows what's going on, but I'm going to bug him anyway.
Bob, thanks for calling. I'll leave a message. I'll go back to you as soon as possible.
At the tone.
He's not answering his phone. I guess he's busy. But we have had a great time. Thank you so much for joining us, gentlemen. This is what we do. We love doing this. And you can take this audio and you can post it on social media. You can send it to your email list, so they can listen to it or maybe share it with their friends and family. We do it because we love highlighting the best of the South Bay, and in this case, on Wednesdays, it's Redondo Beach More to See. We're highlighting the best of Redondo Beach. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking Redondo Beach whale watching. You've been listening to the South Bay Show. And we've been with Jake Mark, office manager for Redondo Sport Fishing, and Andy Bednarek, captain of the whale watching boats, now Indian. Is Voyager permanently mothballed at this point?
I won't say anything is permanent, Currently being in litigation and discussed about what to do next with the Voyager.
Oh God!
The Voyager is a lot.
The lawyers are involved.
Yeah.
I have to give a shout out to my favorite corporate lawyer. You know, Patrick, I love you, but you know, when the lawyers get involved, oh my God.
Yeah. Right. We all want to see the Voyager come back for sure. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And what was the name of the sport fishing vessel?
The half day boat is the Redondo Beach. The Redondo Special. And that boat has been here for 40 or 50 years, so it's got a long-standing tradition down here in the Redondo Harbor.
Redondo Special. It dawned on me to ask you about the vessels themselves. Physically, the Redondo Special, what kind of hull does it have? Tell me a little bit about the physical characteristics of the boat.
Andy might know a little more on that, as he's the boat guru.
Redondo Special is a wooden boat built, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, wooden boat, wooden plank boat.
Yeah.
It's. I think it's, I don't know how many feet is it, Jake?
It's 65 as well.
Yeah, 65 feet as well. So it's a really great boat a really great fishing platform to fish off of for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wow. Is there any new technology on the horizon for what you guys are doing, but you're happy with the platforms that you have?
I think, you know, it's a really, really great place. You know, the equipment that we have is, you know, it's perfect for what we do. There's always new technology coming down coming around the corner. The whales have been doing their thing for millenniums. You know what I mean? They do their thing, so
yeah.
I don't
really
know
if there's
any technology that can get us to do our job any better. You know what I mean? It's it's a march down from Alaska to Mexico. So,
and between whale watching and fishing, it's a lot different, I believe, right? Andy was, with fishing we use sonar and stuff, but with whale watching we avoid that, right?
Sonars and GPSs and location services, ground radars and. Lots of different applications.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it just comes down to the knowledge of the captain. You know, the captain of the Redondo Special is very good at what he does. All the fishermen know that, he's able to find the fish. And that's really what you're after, is to find the fish. No matter how much technology you might have on your boat, it really comes down to the knowledge of the captain to know where those fish are and, the temperatures and depths and structure and bait, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the old saying? It's called fishing, not catching, for a reason. But Eric is definitely very good at what he does, and everybody that does get on the boat with Captain Eric knows that he's very good at what he does.
What's Captain Eric's last name?
Hobday.
Okay. Captain Eric Hobday.
Yep.
There's something big I feel like we missed on the whale watching that I wanted to kind of point out.
Sure.
We do partner with the American Crustacean Society, the ACS, and Cabrillo Whale Watch with the Cabrillo Aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
So they do, we partner with them, and they have two naturalists that come out on all our trips. And the naturalists are trained, and they take classes yearly for all the current updates on whales and everything. So with them, we do... they have two naturalists to help talk to all the customers and everything and just give more knowledge to everybody. And then with that, too, though, we do a lot of school groups and private groups. They will go out to the schools and do presentations before they come out on the boat just to spread the knowledge. And then with that, we do donate a portion of all our sales back to them as an appreciation for what they do for the whale-watching community in a whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, that's great. Educational
opportunities. With the schools too, there are group rates available, and we do those as well.
So, for a typical class, how many people can they
take the whole boat, or how does that work if you have a teacher that's interested in taking her students out for whale watching?
Right now I know our limit is 42 people, so it is about one classroom, you know, with some chaperones.
Right.
They want to take that whole boat, you know, we can definitely schedule that. Try to keep it to the weekdays, you know, just as the weekends, you know, get a little more foot traffic.
Right. What a great class that would be. Fantastic. You guys know a guy named John Sakis? City to Sea? No?
I don't. Andy, do you know John Sakis?
The name sounds rings a bell, but what's he do?
He has a foundation called City to Sea. City, the number 2, SEA.org, City to Sea. And they have a vessel, and they take kids out on the water from the inner city that, you know, may live 5-10 miles from the ocean but have never seen the ocean. Can you believe that?
Right.
Just 10 miles inland, some people have never seen the ocean. It's just insane.
You know what? I see it every day. I see that. I see people get in the boat and they say, you know, I've never been on the ocean. I say, oh, really? Where are you from, Iowa? They say, no. We live here in Redondo. Or we live in Hawthorne. I said, wow, okay, great. Well, you're going to really, really wonderful experience today. I'm really glad that you're here. But I see it, you know, fairly regularly. That's what I really find interesting, that we have such a wonderful resource here at our doorstep, and so many people don't utilize it. So many people don't even know it's here.
Right.
You know, it's a whole other country and a whole other land, you know.
Right. We are so lucky. I grew up in Chicago, and I've lived a couple of places, but the South Bay is an amazing place. We love it here. And again, Jake, Mark, office manager for Redondo Sport Fishing, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
And Captain Andy Bednarek, thank you for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for having us today. I hope we got your wheels thinking about whales.
I think so. I've definitely been thinking about whales. I hope a lot of people listening to this will check it out. It's really, really simple. RedondoBeachSportFishing.com. And if you're into whale watching, just check out RBWhales.com. RB, like the letter RB, like Redondo Beach, rbwhales.com.
Absolutely.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Come say hi to Captain Andy.
Yeah, that's... come say hi to Captain Andy, right?
Absolutely. Come shake my hand. I'll be happy to shake your hand.
Well, thank you for joining the show, gentlemen, and we'll see you soon, I promise you. And all
thank
of
you.
You guys out there, thank you for joining us. We're going to have Aurelio Matucci from Matucci Real Estate on the show tomorrow, but it's not about real estate. Tomorrow is about, I hope, we're going to talk about the Unified Small Business Alliance, USBA, a wonderful organization that Aurelio has founded, and we'll talk with him tomorrow. So see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.